any excuse to get a little holiday music on the air here this morning. You have a favorite tune, Rocco, by the way? You know?
Ooh, favorite holiday jingle.
I'm going to put you on the spot for that. I always like hearing Jingle Bell Rock from Bobby Helms.
Okay.
The original version for his version of that particular one.
I do, and now I'm just totally blanking the Paul McCartney one.
Wonderful Christmas
Day. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I like the whatever instrument I guess that would be in there.
Some sort of a keyboard.
Yeah, I really like that sound. So.
Well, we get some holiday music on the air because it's in the air at the Lorain County Metro Parks. The Holiday Lights Cruise Drive-Through is coming up, and here to talk a little bit more about that is Bev Walburn. She's a senior naturalist with the Carlisle Visitor Equestrian Center. Bev, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great, and so happy to be talking about the Holiday Lights cruise through coming up.
Right. How long you started? This is on what, the 26th? That's a couple days away, right?
Right. Yeah, we start the day after Thanksgiving. So what a great way to get out after your big meal, bring your family and your friends, and come check out the Holiday Lights cruise through.
How long have you been setting these lights up? When people put up Christmas lights, they take a little while. What does the Metro Parks use for their routine for that?
Well, usually as we're taking down our Halloween boo-through lights, we're getting ready to start setting up our holiday lights. So it's a pretty smooth transition with taking down one and putting up the other.
That's kind of neat. So talk a little bit about what people will see and like how it works. This is a drive-through, so obviously they're in their cars, and what are they seeing as they're going through?
Well, the event is being held at the Equestrian Center, which is right down the road from the Visitor Center. The address is 13630 Diagonal Road. So it's just about a half a mile down past the Visitor Center. And when you come in, you'll be greeted by beautiful lights right at the entrance there. We've got some new lights and new displays this year, improving from last year. This is a free event. The only thing that we do ask is that you bring a non-perishable food item to donate to Second Harvest Food Bank. So we partner with Second Harvest, and this is one of their biggest collections that they get throughout the year. So we collect the food items, and that'll be just after you come through our little wooded area, which will have some beautiful lights in it. There'll be a tent set up, volunteers there to take your food on most nights, and they'll put it in the bin for you, and then you can continue on your way through the park and enjoy all of the beautiful light displays. So with this being a drive-through, we do ask that everybody stay in their vehicles and enjoy all of the lights from the skylights above to our rope tree light and Santa's workshop. So lots of great things to see. The times that we're open are 5:30 p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m.
And you're driving through, so you're kind of going through. Are you continually through? Do people sort of stop? And kind of, how long does it usually take someone to drive through and to enjoy the lights?
Well, it all depends on, how slow you want to go. The light displays are just off of the main park road, so you'll be driving on the paved road, coming through the parking lot, and just kind of loop back around, and then you'll exit off of Diagonal Road. So it's two lanes, a lane going one way, and you loop around and come back out the same way that you came in. So it all depends on how much time you want to spend. As you drive slowly through the park and enjoy the different different light displays.
Have you been able to do a test run yourself at all through that yet?
I have not. We're finishing up everything this week, which is exciting to see everything coming alive and all of the lights coming on. And so it is an exciting time this week as we finalize all of our preparations.
I know, and other different things at different metro parks as well. People can go to LorainCountyMetroParks.com to find out some of the different things that are happening at many of the different metro parks as well through the holidays. Holiday Lights, again, cruise through, begins this coming Friday, runs through December 23rd, and they ask you to bring the non-perishable food to help out Second Harvest as well.
So. Yeah. So we're open Wednesdays through Sundays from the day after Thanksgiving until December 23rd, and then we're closed for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But then we're going to reopen that week between Christmas and New Year's. So that schedule's a little bit different because it's basically Sunday through Thursday, but we wanted to be open for that week, you know, just to have a place for families to come after the holidays as well. So our last day will be Thursday, December 30th. But yeah, enjoy all of the other. There's lights on the lake down at Lakeview. There's Santa nights. There's Santa breakfasts. There's the Miller Holiday Express out at Miller Nature Preserve. The Elf Toy Workshop, Old Fashioned Holiday. We've got all kinds of fun holiday events happening here at Lorain County Metro Park.
That's good. And glad to see a lot of that all back in action as well for people to enjoy. It's kind of a fun way. And relaxing is kind of a tradition that people kind of look forward to as well. Bev, we appreciate your time this morning, getting the word out and sharing about what's happening with the Metro Parks.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.